than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look! Up in the sky! It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Portions of the following program have been edited to fit in this time slot.
How about that?
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
For chicken thieves and whatnot, Andy and Barney were all the law Mayberry needed. But when things turned really bad, a certain mechanic from Wally's Garage need only utter one word.
Shazam!
Others tried in vain.
Judy, 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 Judy.
But only one could summon that superhero.
Shazam!
When a still needed to be busted up, call on Andy.
I'm right here.
If you need to stop something before it gets out of hand, call Barney and he'll...
nip it in the bud.
If you need a drink, call Otis. But when there's big trouble in Mayberry, there's only one word that can bring the help you need.
Shazam.
And what will that hero do when he gets here?
What are you yelling about? I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry and the United States of America, arrest you.
Hooray!
Is that it? Kind of a big buildup for that. Kind of dumb. Well, maybe the next episode is the loaded goat. Or maybe the one where Aunt Bee makes the pickles. That's a good one. Yeah, this one was kind of dumb. At least it wasn't in color.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking to, well, who are you? What are you doing here? What do you want?
Hey man, calm down. I wasn't expecting, like, the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our chief weapon is surprise. Surprise and fear. Fear and surprise are two weapons, our fear and surprise. Amongst our weaponry are such elements as fear are coming together.
Seems like they wasted most of our time, man.
Yes, we'd better get those phone numbers in so people can call David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Call David Ernest for all your financial needs.
Yeah, looks like we got it in, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that whole Spanish Inquisition thing. I know you weren't expecting it.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Amongst our...
That right there is why we need to get that border fixed.
I'm him.
It's time now for a few words on climate change from Hillary Clinton.
Climate change is real, everybody. Those hard drives got destroyed because of climate change. My husband flew to Epstein's Island 40 times because of climate change. I lost the 2016 election because of climate change. My husband cheated on me because of climate change. He literally got in the Oval Office because of climate change. Even Jeffrey Epstein died because of climate change. It wasn't me. It was definitely climate change.
You got to be kidding.
Tune in next time when we'll hear a few words from Joe Biden.
I was in foot. I may be a whiteboard.
If you try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it.
Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
It's just you, Joe. It's just you.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth?
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So, do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around your...
Don't even go there.
From our super secret studio, if you happen to rip your pants, I know a tailor who lives in France.
Oui.
It's that globe-trotting asset preservationist, David Ernest. Call David today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist, who, today, will tell us part two of his epic trip abroad and how he almost got to the top of the Eiffel Tower by treading water. Sit back and enjoy this international episode of The Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome once again to this radio disaster we call The Health and Wealth Show. And I say it's a disaster because we have so much fun.
Oh, yes!
Well, we do. Have yes. a lot of fun, and you know
it's David Ernest, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Rusty, for that intro. But you know, Rusty, I'm still trying to get over that trip. I'm telling you, it takes a while to get your body back in shape. And now I'm reading in the news all the stuff that I saw over there, and it's getting worse.
Well, just to get everybody caught up, David went on a 14-day trip to France, over there in Paris, France.
Well, we went to France for 5 days, and then we went to France and Germany another 7-8 days after coming down from the Netherlands up around Amsterdam. The water's high in Europe.
How high is the water, Mama?
It's way up.
So that was one of the sights you saw. One of the parasites that you saw was the river. Being, that's the Seine River, I guess.
Yeah, and you get to see the scene.
You've seen the river. And you're saying the water's high and it's polluted, you say.
Well, that's what they say. They say it's illegal. It's been illegal since 1920-something to swim in the Seine River. And now they're going to have the Olympics in the Seine River swimming. And they said they're going to clean it up between now and June.
I just don't see them. I've seen the Olympics for years. I've never seen an event other than a kayak or something held in a river, but could be something new.
Well, this is just the water events that are going to be held in a river. But now they're thinking now about doing something about that because they were going to have a parade on the river with all these boats. Well, I got on the Seine River with a group and they said, we can't even get under the bridge with the boat because the water's too high. Well, the water's even higher than it was then a couple of 3 weeks ago when I was there. How's this going to happen? They said between now and June, they're going to fix everything. And the toxicness of the river, they said they're going to stop wee-weeing in the wee-wee.
You know, we talked about the pissoir. That was the old-fashioned little outhouse they had out in the middle of the street. Of course, it all ran downhill into the river, I guess. But you know what they say about the swimming pool? The pee is silent in swimming pools.
I always told the kids, don't pee in the swimming pool because there's a special chemical here and here, and it'll turn a different color. And they believe.
What a maroon.
Well, you know, they do have that. I've heard that they have
I've heard that. I thought it was a joke, but maybe it wasn't.
Well, you never know. I mean,
no, you never know. Who knows what color the swimming pools would turn if this was true?
If you're going to pee in the swimming pool, be classy about it. Don't do it from the diving board.
Well,
that's the thing, you know.
Hopefully, the French will become classy.
We do not wee-wee in the river.
Now, let me tell you something else. I read this since I came back. They're building a filter to clean things up where they're going to run all the sewage and all the stuff through this filter clean system before they dump it in the river that they're going to swim in. Swim in that river?
Why do they have to dump it in the river? Don't they have like a...
Have no place for wee-wee.
Well, don't they run it through a purification thing?
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to purify it before it goes into the toxic river where they're going to have the Olympics. And everything's going to be fixed between here and June. Let me tell you the big joke that everybody was talking about on the street.
A big joke from France. I'm ready.
This is the big joke from France. There was barricades all over the streets where they were trying to put in, you know, flowers and plants and things. The cab drivers wanted to take us by, you know, when we were coming in from the airport and show us, you know, as we go by several Olympic stadiums. Mm-hmm. And they looked like they could not possibly get done by June. And he said, we're all worried about whether this is going to be finished. And now they have high water. and a dirty river and all these other things that are going on, I just don't know if the Olympics is going to be a clean, appealing Olympics this year. Just don't know if those Summer Olympics are going to work out for them the way they want it.
Sacre bleu!
They're working diligently, but everyone seems to think they were slowing down and not working fast enough because of all these things on the street, barricades and all these things where they were working on things. Mm-hmm. Looks like a disaster waiting to happen. And you try to go around some of those runabouts where all these barricades are and see how fast you can go around them. You want to hit a barricade?
No.
No, no, no.
I heard about a new Olympic event they're having over there. They got these people. They got these people from Warsaw, and they're going to run and jump over them and see who can do that the best. It's called the pole vault.
Ouch.
Uh-huh.
We'll
have to pole vault a long way to get away from that dirty river.
That's nasty.
It's rising so much, they have decided that the museum of where the Mona Lisa is?
The Louvre.
The Louvre, that they're going to have to move some stuff further above the Louvre.
Y'all went out there, didn't you?
Yeah, we drove past the Louvre. We didn't go in because there was such great crowds there and the water was rising and people were concerned. But they said you didn't miss anything because you couldn't see the Mona Lisa. We went on in to the Versailles and saw the palace. We had a choice one way or the other, but we didn't go in the Louvre. And they said if you had gone in there, you wouldn't have been able to see the Mona Lisa anyway. There were so many people in there, you couldn't get anywhere near it. There was that many people in there. So I said, well, I guess I could see it better on the television or photograph or something. But I was thinking about going and seeing it, but when they said, no, you're not going to be able to see it, you'll go in the Louvre, but you won't see the Louvre. You won't be able to move around in the Louvre.
You can't move in the Louvre.
No, you can.
Maybe if you had some Louvre, you could move in the Louvre.
Now, here's a little trivia question. How many times has the Olympics been held in Paris?
I don't know. Didn't they do something no, that was the World's Fair back in 1880-something where they built the Eiffel Tower. So I don't know. How many times?
This will be the third time.
Really?
Guess who's the only city in the world that's had it more times than France and will tie with them this time?
Only place I can think of they've had it is Helsinki. So I don't know.
London.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep. And do you know where the first one was held in the United States?
Raymer. They built the Raymer Tower down there, and they swam in the Alabama River. And
I think it was in Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe they swept it in the Missouri. I don't know. But even, no, I think it's the one where they have which city is it's got the walkover that looks like
the arch? St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis. I believe it was in St. Louis. It was in Missouri, though.
They make that beer over there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. This is concerning about the river. You know, sometimes you think about the river running dry, but now we're thinking about the river running too high and drowning, literally with toxic waste. And these folks are going to be swimming, but now they're thinking, well, what are we going to do if we can't swim in a river? But the mayor and several other politicians of Paris and France said, well, we're going to swim in a river to show you it's clean. Well, have you ever seen a clean politician?
No, sir.
Now that you mention it, no.
How about new?
Oui, oui. Anyway.
Sacre bleu.
I don't know, man. This whole thing, you have to laugh to keep from crying because if you get toxicness in your eyes and you cry anyway. But anyway, I don't know. As I said on the other show, we were supposed to have a tour of the Seine River, and I was hoping we could go by and, you know, float by the Eiffel Tower and wave at the tower and everything.
Please leave, baguette.
But they just had to sit still. This was more than 2 weeks ago, and the river was high then, but I just looked at a photograph of the news. The river where we went down, is now all underwater where we were walking to get on the boat. Everything's all underwater so much that it's going to go into the museum across the street.
Good googly moogly.
Now, this is horrible.
What's causing the high water?
Rain.
Oh, so they're getting rain over there. Okay.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Yes, not in France.
It's hard enough to find if what they call a toilet, but I thought about this. Even the cone heads would have a hard time finding a head in France.
We come from France.
It's going to be rough. Can you imagine a lot of folks acting like Forrest Gump, running home to try to get away from there so they could find some place to go?
Run, Forrest, run!
Most of the time when you go to the toilet, they call it a toilet. You can't call it a bathroom. You can't call it a restroom. They won't understand you. You got to call it a toilet. Most of the public places, it costs you €1 and you better have change. Are you going to wee-wee?
Wee-wee?
Like put money in a slot or something?
Yeah,
or
you put it in there. And then some of them would take a credit card, but I saw many people beating these things trying to get through because they obviously wanted to get to the place in a hurry. And the credit cards were going, you know what I'm saying? I'm going, yeah. Well, you know, that means you better have correct change.
After night and shower snow, when I get a call, I gotta go!
Or you might get in trouble in France or Germany, but especially France. All these places wanted a euro, and it better be exactly that coin to drop through that little hole so that it would open up and let you go to the restroom.
Okay, so if you go someplace that you're not supposed to, I guess they have the police come get you. What do they call them? The pee-pee po-po or something? I don't know. What the...
I don't know. The other weird thing, I went into a train station when we were going to go to Amsterdam from Paris.
Yeah.
And I felt so weird because the doors were wide open and the urinals were sitting there and people just standing outside, women, men, everybody. And I can see you wee-weeing.
Wee-wee?
Man.
These people are not bashful.
Don't look at them!
I'm going, well, I'm not going to do that. You try to find one of these stalls way, way, way off, like wee-wee-wee off. And it's just a different world.
The guys look, hey, look at the American. He will not let us watch him wee-wee.
I'm telling you. Oh, it's a different world there. Oh. And these Olympics are going to be interesting, especially when they try to do their thing on the river. I just don't know if it's going to happen unless the river goes down. Of course, the politicians are saying it's going to go down. It's going to be ready. We will see if it goes down.
Uh-huh.
What we're afraid of is that it's not going to go down. But what might go down is their profits. What might go down is the money they need. And what might go down is the stocks that are involved in this stuff. There's a lot of folks that are forecasting. I'm not. I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody does. Forecasting that mid to late summer, the stock market's going to be in trouble. Well, wouldn't that be horrible to go to the Olympics and then lose your portfolio and then not find a place to go?
Wee-wee.
That'd be bad. You know, I'm going to just put it out there. I know this is kind of crude, and I know that some folks may not know this, but you've heard the old saying, they so poor. You know where I'm going?
Yeah.
They so poor, they ain't got a pot to piss in. Well, do you know where that comes from?
Not France.
Not France, no. But way back, like in the 1800s, early 1900s, people cured skins or tanned hides to make leather.
Yeah.
And evidently at that time, a very desired chemical to use to tan these hides was urine. Well,
it was urine. It wasn't mine.
The folks that had no money, I mean, they were destitute. What they did, they had a pot that was dedicated for all the family to go, number one.
Wee wee.
And then they got full, they'd take it down to the tanning factory and sell it to them and get some money. Well, if somebody didn't have one of those pots, they said they were so poor.
I think them pots look like a slop jar.
As the classy folks say, a combinet. But what they said was, if you didn't have that, you were so poor, you didn't have a pot to
wee wee in.
Tinkle in.
I'm not so young, okay? Mm-hmm. And I did see some things in my past when I was younger where people had used these so-called pots. And I've seen some of them. They look sort of like a churn. Some of them did. Some people call them slop jars or whatever, you know, slop the pigs with it. They use it for various reasons.
I don't think they gave that to the pigs, but I know what you're saying.
No, not that. But I'm just talking about the actual container.
I worked in a little country store near where I live, W.L. Dozier and Son.
Right.
And that was my very first job. I've been knowing the Dozier family all my life. Love them to death, good folks. And they had a side of the store that was dry goods. Mr. Dozier Sr., he wanted to keep that in the store when it turned into a grocery store, and they sold work clothes and boots, you know, them old bad work boots that you kick your way out of a septic tank if you got trapped. I mean, just work clothes and stuff, and they kept some of those combinets over there, or slop jars, as you call them, and it seems like, as I remember, they were about maybe a foot high and sizable, good sized boiler that goes on your stove. They were white, had a red line around the rim, and then it had the top, it had a red line around it, and the little handle on top of it was red. And then there was a wire handle that went over the top of it that you picked it up and carried it with. I had a lady ask me, can you cook in those? I'm like, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Ugh, yeah.
But yeah,
you might get some residual just like that toxic river.
You might be down there getting your hep C shot down there. I don't know.
Yeah, really. We talk about stuff. I guess, Rusty, you and I talk about stuff that nobody else ever talks about. People tell us they love this stuff. But, you know, this is stuff that if you listen to the old folks or the people who remember the past, how things went on, and it's going to be very different for France to try to manipulate their way around this high water that they've got. But how are people going to manipulate around the high water events of their life when they've got to retire and they need to make sure that their retirements are not underwater, because the line has been lifted way higher. The potential has been lifted way higher, what you got to have to survive. We've got all these things going on. We got high water. We got inflation. We got high groceries. We got all these things that are happening. Everything's so high. You want to say bye to this economy and see the real world as it was before this fool got in there that's really messing things up, him and his party.
Hush up, boy.
There's still some things you can do, Rusty. You know, one of the things you can do is you can just make sure your stuff's not somewhere where they're going to pour all that stuff on it that stinks. I'd hate to be treated like I was a piece of leather.
Mm-hmm. Well, you ever seen these old movies and it's like in France and early in the morning they're walking down the streets and there was a guy that went through at night and lit the street lights. I think they were gas, and he would go up there and turn them on and put a long old stick up there and light them. Then in the morning, he would come by and take another long stick up there and turn the gas jet off, or either snuff out the light, one or the other. But you always see that in the movies, and you always see somebody throwing something out the window, like some water out the window. That was the pot they were throwing out the window, and it would hit the street and go into the sewer and I guess go down to the river. But we're not doing that now. We're a little more sophisticated. I've known people that had the outhouse and they grew up all right. But I think most of the outhouses are a thing of the past now. But what I'm saying is, or what I'm getting to is, you know, they could have cleaned up that river way back.
Couldn't they, though?
So if you start earlier, things are going to be better when the event gets here. Same thing with your retirement. That's what I was going to.
I see where you're going.
I think I almost got off track there. But if you get started earlier, you're going to be a lot better when the Olympics get here. And in your case, the event would be retirement. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You don't have to build some big filter at the last minute or tell everybody to quit going wee-wee in the water down there. You need to call David Ernest. And I'm going to go be bold and throw those phone numbers in there. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. If you get somebody in France and they go wee-wee, hello, and you hang up, try again, you might have missed dial. Call David Ernest today. Gave you those numbers. You'll talk to Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or maybe even David himself. And he doesn't know that. I know where you had lunch today. You went to the Waffle House.
I did.
And do you know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because I can see you. I don't have my camera hooked up. But I can see you, and I have seen your Waffle House cup.
Wee-wee.
Yeah, I'm a regular Sherlock Holmes over there. But yes, you need to call David. And if he's out at the Waffle House having lunch, leave that message. Either Too Tall Matthew or Princess Leah will call you back. Set up your no-obligation consultation. Sit down and swap some words with David there. You'll learn more about your money in about 30 minutes than you knew anything about it ever at all.
What? Huh?
Yes, that sounds like I'm on some kind of problem drugs right there.
I dig that. Yeah. That's nice.
Anyhow, call David, set up that meeting, go in and just find out how easy it is so that the day you retire, you look at your money and you go, sacre bleu, which in American means all. That's about what it means. But you need to call David today, 279-7431. That's 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That's Ernest Financial LLC, serving the community since, it wasn't when France had that revolution, but it's been a good long time. They had their own revolution too. You know, that's when they were
When they cut heads off and fed cake to people and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chopping people's heads. You know, I believe I read somewhere, probably online or something, that that was the form of capital punishment up until about 1976.
Off with their heads!
We do have to take a short break here in just a minute. We got about a minute. You want to say something before we go take a commercial break?
I just want to say, you know, we're having fun with this French dilemma, whatever, but it's not a French connection at all. We don't connect with them, not really. Although I have been on some of their trains and, you know, I was worried when I was on there what was going to happen because they told me a year before somebody tried to blow up the bathroom and I don't know what they meant, which blow up they're talking about. But anyway,
I got an idea. Yeah.
Anyway, you don't want them to blow up your portfolio. You really got to do something before it's too late. We keep talking about the stock market's going to adjust, the inflation's going to get worse, all these things. Don't get caught in the bathroom of disaster. Or should I say, in the portfolio of disaster.
The bathroom of your doom. Don't let the boom, boom, room turn into the room of doom. Call David Ernest today. And don't go away because we'll be right back with the second half of today's episode of the Health and Wealth Show.
Hey, Rusty, you need a wee-wee break?
Well, you never know. Never pass up an opportunity.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm speaking with an adventurer here in the Himalayas who is searching for the abominable snowman.
Hey man, what's happening?
How is your search going?
Not too bad, man. It's kind of windy out here today, so I'm taking a short break to call my money man, David Ernest.
The world famous asset preservationist.
Yeah man, that's him. He is my money man, you know.
Well, what number are you calling?
He has two, man, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And after you talk with him to make sure that everything is fine with your retirement money, you will continue your search.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, before you came up, I thought I spotted the abominable snowman over there.
Over there?
Yeah, right over there. He was standing next to a snowbank, putting snow up his nose.
Let me see those binoculars. Oh, sorry.
That's not him?
Nope. That's Hunter Biden.
Hush up, boy.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
Welcome back, and boy, I feel a whole lot better. I went to the refrigerator, got myself a sandwich, looked at it for a minute, put it back, and then went to the facility. A lot of people call it different things. It used to be like rude to say, well, I have got to go to the bathroom.
I know.
And so people came up with euphemisms, I believe is what they call them. And one that I remember was, I've got to go see Mrs. Murphy. And then another one was, I have to go spend a penny.
Well, now it would be a euro.
And a euro, we looked up, I think it's like not quite a dollar.
It's about 8% less. It's like 92 cents.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I had to spend 93 cents every time I went to the toilet,
I'd be broke.
I'd be completely broke. The older you get, the more broke you get.
And yeah.
More than just one reason.
That's like I say, man, don't ever pass up an opportunity when you get along there where we are. You're just a little bit older than me.
We're not spring chickens.
Rusty. Well, think about this, though. You've had those kidneys for a while. They might just be kind of set in their ways, you know, that we got to go. We got to go now. Whoa.
Well, I mean, they're still working. I guess so. But
that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. But if I got into a toxic river in France, they may not work anymore. I mean, these athletes that are young, most of them are pretty young, they don't know what kind of risk they're taking getting into that river. And are they going to use the river the right way too?
Well, I would imagine some of these young people, if they saw refuse and all sorts of things floating down the river, they'd say, I ain't getting in that, man. I don't need no gold medal that bad.
No,
I pass.
Yeah. Too much metal for a medal.
That's right. And I saw a thing on PBS one time, and they do clean out the sewers over there. And I'm thinking this was in France because they're known for their sewers. You know, they that guy, yeah. The catacombs, they call them, you know. Matter of fact, that's where the Phantom of the Opera took place, was partly in the catacombs.
Right.
You know, maybe that's why he looked all ugly. He lived down there and it kind of rubbed off on him.
That's probably why he put a mask on his face. Maybe he was trying to put one of those COVID masks on there where he wouldn't smell so bad.
Maybe that's what it was. They get down there and they've got this big old ball that is just not quite as big as the sewer tube there. And they roll that thing down there, flushing water behind it as it goes, and it pushes everything out of the sewer into the river.
Ugh, yeah.
So
that's what I'm talking about. It's all going in the river.
That's, I guess, the EPA would have a field day over there.
Well, what about the FPA?
Okay, I'll buy it. What's the FPA?
French
PP public. Authority? Okay. Yeah. Maybe so. I don't know. Well, we don't know if there is one. You know,
I don't know. As I said earlier, they're so upset about it that the politicians are going to have to take a bath if it stinks. You know what
I'm saying? And I saw another. That's what I do during the day, as I sit around watching these documentaries about sewers and all that kind of stuff. But they went down into this thing. This dude had to put on a diving suit. And you know those old diving suits you used to see in the movies?
Where they're like rubber-looking things.
Yeah, well, your whole body got the big metal helmet. Well, he had something on similar, but he had like three or four of them on in layers to cover him. And nothing could get in or out of this thing, supposedly.
Well, maybe that's what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to use protection, so
I guess so. But they take him down there, and he comes back up, and the dude's got stuff all over him and stuck to him, and there are syringes sticking into his suit and everything. So this got to be pretty much hell on earth in that sewer.
Well, let me just tell you, it didn't look clean to me when I was there. And stuff was floating down the river, all kinds of stuff. And the French have a lot of pride in their museums and their bridges. They say the second wonder of France, besides the Eiffel Tower, is their bridges. They're really, really prideful of these bridges. You can't go under these bridges anymore, not with the water this high. You'd knock your head off. It's just a shame that all this rain is coming down on the European folks right now. Why is all this? I mean, they said it hadn't been this bad since like 1927.
Wow.
A lot of people died. There's already people dying and drowning in this rain. How is it going to affect the Olympics? And how is it going to affect them finishing up and getting ready for the Olympics? And how is it going to affect the people who are going to France to see the Olympics? Let me just tell you, that airport is a disaster. I went through it. They lost my luggage. When we came back through it for a connection, they push you like cattle. I thought Atlanta was bad. I never want to see the airport in France again, not for that kind of service. They're too spread out. They put you in buses, and they drive like crazy to get you from one plane to the next on these buses. And you just can't imagine unless you've been there.
Hang on. I'm getting something on the teletype here. It's just in. They're sending everybody who may be coming to the Olympics the following message: go before you leave home, because you can't wee-wee here. So that's from the France, the FPA that you were talking about.
You better have plenty of pocket change, because you might have to use pockets anyway.
Yeah, or some Depends.
Yeah, it just depends, yes.
You like that teletype thing? We'll be hearing a lot more from that later.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate the warning. I will have to say this, is Zurich was one of the most beautiful places. I thought I was in a 5-star hotel and restaurant all around that place. It was phenomenal. And of course, you know, they had all the candy and, all the different kind of coffees and foods and stuff. There's no poor folks in Zurich, Switzerland. I didn't really see any poor folks in Europe anywhere. I was talking to a friend and a client of mine just a little bit ago about this, and he agreed. He said a long time ago he dated a girl in France, and Europe, France, Germany, Switzerland, you don't see any really bad situations. You don't see people on the street corners begging. You don't see trash on the streets. They do have some advantages over us, and I hate to say it, I think it's their government, and ours is not doing what they need to do. They protect their people, I think, better than the United States. I hate to say it. I mean, they protected them in every way it is. What really concerns me about America is where we're going with this financial dilemma, that people that are baby boomers may explode. Instead of boom, it may be kaboom. It's going to be bad. It'd be worse going for number one and hitting a number two. It's just really bad. And it's going to take more than a euro to get out of it.
I was just thinking here. You said a guy you knew dated a girl from France. I wonder where, what they call it over there. You know, over here we call it like a French kiss. I wonder what they call it over there, an American kiss.
I don't know. they call the French fries French fries. They didn't develop French fries. It was actually, I think, more like an American invention.
Uh-huh.
But it was in around France somewhere, but it was not French folks that developed French fries.
Right. I think I have heard what they call them. Seriously now. Palm frites. I'm serious. That's what you call French fries in French. I'm going to look it up right quick. Maybe I get a
better.
I can't pronounce nothing in France because I sound like I do.
You're doing a better job than me. I stuck out like a sore thumb. Everybody knew I was not from there. Okay. Which I'm glad I'm not. But I'm not going to insult them and say, you know, it's bad that they're from France. Even the cone heads I wouldn't insult because I think they were from France.
The redneck boys scores again. And it says, let me go back here. It is PommeFrites. And that is French fries. That is palm frites.
And I didn't learn that one over there. You just taught me something. They're so different than us. Similarities, but most stuff. They had food over there I'd never seen in my life. Some of it I tried. I couldn't eat it. Some of it looked like it just needs to be crawling away from you.
It may be trying to crawl away if you're trying to eat it. But I have here the pronunciation of palm frites. I can push a button here, and it should say it. So how to pronounce palm. It's got an S on the end of this one. Hang on. Here we go. Let's see what happens here.
All right. Let's hear it.
Palm frites.
Palm
frites.
Palm frites.
Well, that sounds like palm freaks.
And they might be freaks over there.
Fried potatoes, known in the U.S. as French fries.
Uh-huh.
I think that Carl would have a hard time saying that.
Mm. Y'all got them palm frites up in there. Mm-hmm. Be we, monsieur. Y'all better send an ambulance over here. That's such a good movie. Let me tell you a quick story. I worked in Dothan at WTVY 95.5 country station. We played country music. It was a fun station to work at. We had a lot of fun. But people are always sending you stuff to get you to give it away and talk about them and everything. So one day we got, and I think it was still on VHS, we got a box load of that movie. What was it? Sling Blade.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever heard of it. And so we started giving some away. And I said, we got this movie here that they sent us. We're going to give away a free copy now. It's a new movie with Billy Bob Thornton. And for some reason, everybody knew who he was already. I said, but it's something new. And I think John Ritter was in it. And we talked about it. And we had a little contest and gave them away. So I just, my privilege, I was the program director. I snagged one, took it home, and watched it. And I was sitting there thinking, this is a pretty good movie. And
oh, yeah.
I went back. I was telling everybody at work, and well, then everybody wanted one. I think everybody at the station mostly got them. And we were all talking about how good it was. And people were calling and said, I won that one. It was real good. My friends are wanting to borrow it and everything. But I just enjoyed that movie. It's not...
Oh, man. It and Forrest Gump and movies like that are just some of the best movies out there.
And somebody did a radio bit. I won't never be able to find it. And it was Forrest Gump and Carl Childers in Pulp Fiction.
That's got to be fun.
It was hilarious. And they were saying some of the things that they said in, you know, like he shot that guy in the leg. He kept saying, what? They speak French in what? You know, or something. They speak English in what?
Those, oh, man, I don't understand why there wasn't a sequel to those movies.
Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump or Sling Blade?
Sling Blade. Maybe that was it, that Pulp Fiction. Gump fiction. That's what they call it. Gump fiction. Yeah. You know, that's a good idea. Maybe we could come up with a
parody of some kind.
There was a sequel to both of the movies, but it was one movie with both of them in it.
Why don't we do it?
I'll see what I can find.
You know what we could do is we could come up with one of them old radio shows like the 1940s. Or, you know, you can imagine and still use the voices and have a show.
I tell you what, I've often thought, as much as I love radio, you know, I used to play radio when I was a kid. I know that makes me sound like a goofball, but I always wanted to be on the radio. And I got my chance in about 1985 or 86. Larry Stevens hired me off the street. I called up and told him some jokes, and he just offered me a job on the phone. I'm like, what? And been doing stupid stuff ever since. But I always thought I might have been born about 50 or 60 years too late, because I'd sure loved to have been on the radio in the 30s and 40s.
Well, why don't we just try to remake this? You and I have been doing this anyway, so we could just... by the way, I know we're going to go into Knoxville very soon. And then I'm going to try to go into Chattanooga, Tennessee, maybe Nashville. We're looking at Kansas City, Kansas. We're going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come.
They got a bunch of crazy little women there.
And I ain't going to get me one. I wouldn't, got enough troubles it is.
I got a normal size one. Oh, I better stop right now. Anyway, you know, you've tasked me, I think. We could do like a radio show about Ernest Financial, and we'll get Princess Leah in it and get Matthew in it. This could be fun. It'll take a little while to put
it together. Maybe we take a little three-hour trip and end up in Paradise with a hole in the side of the boat.
Okay, see, now you're bringing up stuff making me think. Somebody got to looking, and they figured out that the boat that Gilligan and the skipper were on, and those seven stranded, well, the five other people, there were seven people on the boat altogether, I think. But they figured out how much a full tank of gas would have taken them. And I know there was a storm, and they were allowing for this. Mm-hmm. They said that the full tank of gas and the storm allowing for that would have only taken them about 35 or 40 miles away.
Off the California coast.
But hey, if you start coming up with crap like that, it's like, it's on TV, man. It's a TV show.
They took them to the next studio rooms where it took them.
And see, out there in the lagoon, you ever got a good look at that? I wouldn't swim in that.
No, it's wee-wee. No.
You ever go to some places and the water's all green looking? That ain't dye.
I've seen that. We call that slime.
That's algae and slime and boogers. Don't tell them what's in
only the froggies live in that.
And they don't much like it. We need to move out of here. What do you think? Yeah, let's move out of here.
That's the reason why all the frogs are green.
I guess so, and kind of slippery looking.
This is disgusting.
We were talking about France and all. Yep. We got off on everything else because we're having so much fun.
Yeah, we do that.
We can't talk about a lot of stuff in detail a lot of times. We talk about financial stuff in detail sometimes, and, you know, we have fun and everything. But one of the biggest things we're trying to get across here is the river of life is rising up on us. You know, we've got all these liberal things that are going on where they're trying to take over government. They're trying to kill the way of life. They're trying to put Donald Trump in jail. They're trying to do all these things that we don't like. Of course, we make jokes and we have fun and everything like that. But really, when it comes right down to it, we're not understood, especially the folks of the South and the Midwest. Nobody really cares about us. The politicians act like they do. The folks that want to invest your money, they act like they do, but they want to invest it, although, like, you're a liberal that lives in California, you know? Like, you're concerned about whether this money they're investing is only going to be invested if people will have an abortion, for example, or only invested so that it's only invested in green stuff, like, you know, stuff that would only benefit the green industry that's choking us to death right now. It's sort of like a conflict of interest. The French, they don't know what's going on. I mean, they live in enough toxic waste it is. You know, that's what we're talking about, how crazy that is, you know. I just don't want to see anybody fall victim of their retirement plans turning into toxic waste. You know, back 2008, they'd say, oh, those are toxic assets, like the land. They'd say, you know, people that own like commercial real estate or something, that's a toxic asset. You know, it's toxic. You can't get anything out of it. Well, do you really think for one moment that something can be toxic in 2008 and now it's not? and that we can't go back to things being toxic, which it looks like we're going to.
Yeah.
The interest rates are toxic. Stocks could become very toxic. Why would you want to be swimming around in toxic waste, wasting your energy and your time, and your retirement's going to be wasted away in this toxic mess? And there's only way to get out of it, Rusty, and that's to get out of it. Get out of it and get in something that's not toxic. That's what I say.
Well, that's exactly what you do. You take people from the stock market, which is nothing wrong with the stock market. We say that, but sometimes it's just a little iffy, you know, it could blow up any day now. But what you get people involved with are these insurance programs, and they don't fail like the stock market could.
Most of the money is in non-toxic areas that are safe. They're not in an area that can go toxic overnight.
And in this day and age, you got to take care of yourself. You got to look after number one. That does not mean turn your back on everybody. But when it comes to your retirement, you need to look at that and make sure that it's going to be in the place that is not toxic. It's not going to be like swimming in the river that's got all this stinky stuff in it. It's going to be in a good place where the happy little dollar bills sit there and other little happy dollar bills will show up. And when you go to get them, you got a whole big bunch of happy little dollar bills to last you till they blow the horn, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
But to get that, get involved in that, unless you just go over to see David Ernest, what you need to do is call him up. No problem. All you do, we got those phones. You got the phone in your hand, or you got it pretty close. Most people do. Punch these numbers in, so if you don't call right now, you'll remember the numbers. 334-279-7431. And David has another number. 205-479-0839. You also have a website. That's retirewithernest.com.
Wee-wee.
Uh-huh. And I like that. Wee-wee. And call those numbers. Leave a message with Too Tall Matthew or Princess Leah. Somebody will call you back. Set up that no-obligation consultation. And you can come in and you can talk like Carl Childers if you want to. You can talk like Forrest Gump, whatever you'd like. Just however you want to do it. Just come in and just talk.
Just don't bring your sling blade.
Now, don't bring your sling blade or your Kaiser blade, whatever you call it. What did Forrest have? He had a riding lawnmower. He rode in his riding lawnmower. So cut the grass out at the football stadium. But whatever you do, call David soon, like right now. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Ernest Financial, LLC. Serving the community for 40-something years.
I tell you what Forrest Gump did have. He had a tag on his truck that said, something happens.
Yes, he did.
It does. And it can happen anytime, so get ready.
Now, that movie had been out for a little while, and the late, great Charlie Grider, a friend of mine, is a radio engineer. A lot of people knew Charlie. He passed away several weeks ago, and we all miss him. But he took a Y-102 sticker. Y-102 in Montgomery. He took a sticker somehow, took his razor knife, and he took that thing you're talking about. It happens.
Yeah.
And he kind of reworked it to say, Y-102, hits happen.
Yeah.
He's almost as famous as Forrest Gump. I think he might have been. That's just the kind of guy he was.
Sounds like a guy you would love.
We did. We did. You don't want that bumper sticker that says the other thing on your portfolio.
You definitely don't want that mud slinging on you.
No, you don't. So that's why you need to call David today. We got a few minutes left here. Now, did you get over to see any of them shows over there with the girls that kick way up in the air?
No, we didn't do that. There's just so much stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this, they're the bread-eatingest people I've ever seen.
I thought
eating biscuits and gravy and cornbread and stuff like that in the South was a lot of bread. Go to France or go to Germany or all those places. When we went to Amsterdam, they gave us this breakfast in the morning. You know, it was like a continental breakfast, they called it. Well, it was like 5-6 different kinds of breads on it, cheeses, boiled eggs, desserts. These people eat like kings.
They just like bread.
They're not broke.
Nothing wrong with bread.
Yummy.
You always need some bread. I would dread if I couldn't help people keep from losing their bread. I mean, you got to keep your bread.
You know, I tell this, and it's a true story. When we would have Thanksgiving over at my grandmother's, I knew it was a fancy, fancy occasion because they had them brown and serve rolls that you could sop the grease up out of the turkey plate with.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, so that's a holiday thing, in brown and serve roll. They soak that grease up out of there.
Yeah.
That's before they figured out grease would kill you.
Well, I think they love grease and grease. Oh, no, that's the other type of oil that's supposed to be healthy for you.
Oh, olive oil. Or the Popeye oil, whichever you can get your hands on.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the clock here. We do need to go in the next couple of seconds here. Anything coming up special? We got any events that we're going to be doing? Or
no, but we will be talking about some, because we got to have some events here this summer. So if anybody's got any suggestions, of course, we could always have Elvis or some deal, you know, but we need something that we can go around to each place, like Dothan, Birmingham, and Montgomery. Of course, Elvis would always tag along. And of course, now we've got a guy that's a musician, Rick Willingham. He goes by Rick on the radio. And of course, we always have our favorite person, Rusty, who can play anything.
Yeah, I'm just a one-man band.
Yeah, I know.
You know, one time I accidentally sat down on a kazoo and played the Star Spangled Banner. Anyhow, that's a whole different story. That's what she said. Anyway, this has been a pretty good show, I think. It's going to be a good one. And if you haven't heard the first installment of when David went to France, I'm sure we'll have that somewhere. I need to probably go ahead and dress up our YouTube page with some new shows. I've not put any on there lately, so maybe I can upload a few new ones if you want to go over there and check that out. Just go in and look for the Health and Wealth Show on YouTube, and our pretty faces will come up.
I don't know about pretty, but
I tell you what, we might go over there and clean out that Seine River. We just stick our heads over there and it'll all run away.
I know how to clean it up, but it ain't going to like it.
And another thing, you know, they've got the catacombs over there. They always talk about it. They got cemeteries down there.
Yeah.
What they do is, a lot of countries do this, you can't buy a grave in a graveyard. They'll put you in the grave and you might rent it for a while. And then after you have decomposed, they will dig you up and go stack your bones in the catacombs and then sell that, or let somebody else get buried there.
Yeah. I don't think we have to worry much about that.
Over here?
Well,
or over there?
Decomposed part. But that's another story. We could talk about that on another show.
Okay.
I don't know how much time we have here, but
We got a minute.
I was friends with this guy that worked in a funeral home.
Yeah.
He said, if you decompose, the cats love to eat your nose. And he said, if a cat got loose in a funeral home, it'd chew on noses. I was never nosy enough to find out if that was true.
You know, I think I told you this, that when they caught Jeffrey Dahmer, that they were looking all through his house, they're finding body parts everywhere, and they look in the freezer, and there is a pizza in there. It's got noses all over it. That was the first Dahmer nose pizza that they ever seen. And we're out of here. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. You want thin crust or extra crispy or what?
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Hello!
Creature, you only made 3 or 4 movies and then you hung it up.
That's right, man. You know, I got tired of that Hollywood lifestyle, you know?
But it seems you did pretty well money-wise.
Yeah, man. You know, I made a big roll of dough, and I took it to my friend David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
That's him, man, you know, and he took really good care of me.
I see.
And, you know, anybody can call David Ernest. Just grab your phone and dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
So David Ernest takes care of your money. What are you doing these days?
Well, after I got out of the motion picture business, I went to seminary.
Seminary.
That's right, man.
So now you're...
That's right, man. I'm the preacher from the Black Lagoon.
Call David Ernest today, and someone get my agent on the phone.
Watch out for this feature presentation coming soon to a cinema near you.
One flew in on an alien spaceship.
Look up in the sky.
The other was a stowaway on the Enterprise.
Scotty, beam me up.
Together they formed an alliance that could destroy the universe. Prepare yourself for the invasion of the Vote Snatchers. One man running for office. suddenly finds himself being attacked from every direction.
Oh, shit! What's wrong with you?
Lies, innuendos, his words taken out of context.
I didn't understand a word you said.
It's the invasion of the Vote Snatcher. The voters are in a panic. The president has no clue.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
The media will not report on the invasion of the Vote Snatcher. It's incredible. It's indescribable. And next week, it's in this theater. The invasion of the Vote Snatcher.
You fools, you're in danger! Can't you see? They're after you! They're after all of us! Our wives, our children, everyone! They're here already! You're next! You're next! You're next! You're next!
Don't miss our midnight double feature, The Haunted Voting Booth and I Was a Teenage Rhino.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Get ready for the greatest martial arts adventure ever filmed. Three monk warriors leave the temple and go forth to do justice.
For duty and humanity.
Mo, Larry, and Curly star in Enter the Stew. Mo, master of the YU style.
YU.
Larry, master of the shush you style.
Shut up! Oh.
And Curly, master of woo-woo kung fu. Enter the Stew. Watch as Larry uses the Shaolin death touch.
I just like the guy cold right here.
Oh, you're right there.
See Mo use the Mushu face ratchet. And watch Curly do battle with mythical monsters.
Oh, a timeline with dandruff.
From the people who brought you the cross-dressing kung fu classic, Crotchless Panties, Hidden Drag Queen, it's Enter the Stooge, rated R for...
Ernest Financial, LLC, presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Ernest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
First, it was the Hong Kong flu. Then it was General Tso's chicken. And now, it's something much more deadly than both of those combined. It's the Manchurian Murder Hornets. And now the story is being told in a major motion picture starring two Hollywood legends, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Curly Howard, in Attack of the Manchurian Murder Hornets. Don't miss the action.
Get to the chopper!
I'll go when I'm ready.
Do it now.
Follow me.
Don't miss the excitement.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Are you trying to give me the double talk?
Don't miss the gratuitous violence.
Talk to the hand.
Don't miss Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
And Curly Howard.
I don't think of a circumstance.
In Attack of the Manchurian Murder Hornets. Coming soon to a theater near... What? Oh, they're still closed? Sorry, folks. Never mind.
Game over.
Attack of the Manchurian Murder Hornets.
This has been a Filmwise presentation.
I hope you have a fantastic day.